St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Father Isaiah Mary Molano on July 28, 2019, the solemnity of the dedication of the church. Today's gospel is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 4, verses 19 to 24, proclaimed by Deacon Charles McNeil. St. Dominic's Catholic Church in San Francisco presents a homily by Father Isaiah Mary Molano on July 28, 2019, the solemnity of the dedication of the church. Today's gospel is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 4, verses 19 to 24, proclaimed by Deacon Charles McNeil.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The woman said to Jesus, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the first day of the month of August, in the 1992nd year of our Lord, the Most Reverend John Raphael Quinn, the Archbishop of San Francisco, dedicated our sacred chamber under the patronage of our Holy Father Dominic. Present were the pastor of St. Dominic's, Father Martin Walsh, and the prior of the Dominican community, Father Anthony Rosevere, along with many, many others. Though we've been here on this site, on this property, since the 1870s, it wasn't until 1992 that our church was properly dedicated to the Lord. And as we remember the anniversary of the dedication of the sacred chamber, I'm reminded that our church is a building, is a sermon set in stone. That our building is a sermon set in stone. After all, this is a Dominican church. Everything that we do is for the preaching, for the salvation of souls. So of course, this building would emit, would evoke a sermon. A sermon that would challenge us into a deeper relationship with our God. A sermon set in stone. So what is that sermon? What is the sermon that we pass through every single time we rush in from the parking lot and slide into our pew? Every single time we stand or sit, every time we kneel or get in line for communion, genuflect to the tabernacle, bow as we cross the Eucharist, what is that sermon that this beautiful building evokes? That the way of the virtuous life leads us to and from the Eucharist. That the way of the virtuous life leads us to and from the Eucharist. That as we leave this place, we are to evoke the resurrection and the life of Christ Jesus himself. That the best life is a road towards virtue, surrounded and aided by the saints, so that we can be that icon of virtue for others. That the virtuous life leads to true life, and it is our mission, and indeed our responsibility, to offer that true life to others. The sermon set in stone. And we see this sermon all around us, especially this time of day when the sunlight is streaming through our stained glass windows. And if we look up and around us, we see these brilliant stained glass windows, we see the evocations of virtue within the saints that are embedded within them. The windows have images of the saints from the Bible as well as from our Christian history, and indeed from Dominican history, that depict men and women that symbolize certain virtues in the Christian way of life. We have the virtue of justice, represented by the prophet Samuel and the Dominican saint Raymond of Peñafort. We have temperance, represented by St. Catherine of Siena and St. John the Baptist. Hope, with the prophet Jeremiah and the Dominican pope St. Pius V. Fortitude, with Samson and the Dominican martyr St. John of Gorkum. The virtue of faith with Abraham and St. Peter Martyr. The virtue of wisdom with St. Joseph and the patron saint of the novitiate, St. Louis Bertrand. And charity, St. Peter and St. Antoninus. Every single time we make pilgrimage down this main aisle as we receive the Eucharist, we walk this way of virtue in order to be made worthy to receive the bread of life. And after we have consumed the Eucharist, taken him into ourselves, and we leave this church, we lay our eyes upon the resurrection window so that we can be resurrection for others. This sermon set in stone. But yet, as when we receive the bread of life, we do not receive it alone. This isn't a one-on-one event. Because as St. Paul reminds us, we are parts of the body of Christ and individually members of it. Or as our first reading reminds us from the prophet Isaiah, that we are all foreigners taking this pilgrimage of life together side by side. This is why that as we approach the front of the altar, we see on one side Dominicans notable within our history, and on the other, the apostles, pillars of our faith, challenging us, encouraging us, along this way of virtue. And as we receive the Eucharist, this great sacrament of sacraments, it's no wonder that the windows that are behind me are of the seven sacraments. The seven sacraments, those events in a Christian's life where we find our strength, our meaning, our mission. By making this pilgrimage up this aisle, this pilgrimage of virtue, we are challenged by this sermon set in stone to live that virtuous life, surrounded by the seven sacraments, being those touchstone moments where our lives are enhanced, altered, and transformed by our loving God. Ever since this version of St. Dominic's Church has been here, upon this property, it has been challenging us along the way of virtue. We, as members of the St. Dominic's community, here and now, are to be those living stones, building each other up, making us that edifice worthy of the living and loving God. So let us be those icons of virtue then, so that we can truly radiate his joy, his light, to all we encounter this day.